Is there any way we can go back to the days when all inhibition was gone as we sang out loudly, "Away in a manger, and Jesus loves me"? Is there any way we can go back to the days when we were so excited to tell Mommy and Daddy that Jesus died on the cross for us? We may be tempted to call it youthful ignorance, but let's call it what it really is, simple childlike faith.
These words that have come joyfully pouring out of the mouths of our children are the words that are active in their hearts. They proclaim what they believe, that Jesus Christ came into the world to make us children of God. The youthful faith of our children is not beyond us. The same Spirit that created faith in the hearts of our children created faith in our hearts through the simple proclamation of the gospel. And now that gospel is ours to share, just as the shepherds did.
How great is the love the Father has lavished on us, a love that we did nothing to earn or deserve, but a love that God gave us. That's what God's agape love is. It's a love that is a gift. This is a love that God freely gave when He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to be a child for us. And this is a love that He has freely given to us in baptism, where, connected with simple water, He marked us as redeemed children of God. When God says that we are called children of God, that's because He made us children of God. So through faith in Jesus Christ, we can be confident that children of God is what we are.
Passages speak of the tender relationship we have with God through faith in Jesus.
Inasmuch then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, He Himself likewise shared in the same, that through death He might destroy him who had the power of death, that is, the devil.
But as many as received Him, to them He gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in His name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God.
I write to you, little children, that your sins are forgiven for His name's sake.
The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and His children and heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with Him, that we may also be glorified together.
But Mary kept all these things, therefore the imitators of God as dear children.
Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called the children of God.
In his small catechism, Martin Luther expressed this affectionate relationship between God and the believer in the address of the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father who art in heaven, what does this mean? With these words, God tenderly encourages us to believe
that he is our true Father, and we are his true children, so that we may ask him boldly and with complete confidence, as dear children ask for their dear Father.
Join the offering hymn, "You Little Ones, Dear Lord, Are We," on your bulletin.
Thank you.
rise and join our hearts together in prayer. Dearest Jesus, hear our humble prayer on this Christmas Eve as we gather in festive spirit to celebrate the wonders of your holy birth. We must confess that all the words that we speak and sing to your glory this night fall short of praises we sinners owe you, our God who left your throne in heaven to appear here in lowliness as our Lord and Savior. A stable was your first home, a manger your first bed. Yet for our sakes you endured far deeper humiliation than this, for you came to bear the cross, the shame, the suffering, and even the death, which we sinners deserve because of our sins. We thank you for coming here and sharing our human nature, for you did this that we might share your glory and immortality in heaven. We thank you for your marvelous love, which made you willing to sacrifice yourself on the cross for us. We thank you for the joy of being saved and for the privilege of living our lives to you. We also thank you that from the mouths of our children this evening we've again heard the precious story of your birth and rejoice again in the heavenly peace announced by the angels. Bless our children that they may remain faithful to you throughout their lives, ever adoring you as their Lord and King, ever trusting you as their Savior, and ever serving you as their loving Master. Keep us all in the faith and direct our footsteps from day to day with the light of your love and truth that shines tonight so brightly in our hearts. In your mercy, beam the gospel of salvation to every nation and people. Convert the hearts of sinners everywhere, that they may rejoice with you at your birth and find comfort in the sacrifice you made for sinners on the cross. Take us all at last to heaven, where together with the angels and all saints, we'll sing your praises in perfect love throughout endless ages. We ask these blessings in our Savior's name, and join together and pray in the confident prayer he taught us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Receive with joy-filled and believing hearts the blessing of our Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give to you his peace.